You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Bidcorp, one of the listed companies in South Africa on the JSE that deals in frozen foods and other things, gave us their results for the financial year ended the 30th of June 2024. Stellar set of numbers from the business, looking very, very positive there, and that big, big dividend that they announced sent the share price up for the day. I'm joined on the line by Bidcorp's Chief Financial Officer, David Cleasby, to take a look at these numbers. Good evening, David. Thanks so much for taking the time. Certainly good numbers to be able to reflect on and good numbers to be able to present in the financials today.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very happy. I think it's a really solid performance by all the businesses. And we're very happy that, you know, we've got to where we've got to. It hasn't been in easy circumstances. I mean, the world is not a particularly buoyant from an economic perspective at the moment. You know, consumer is under pressure in almost every part of the world. So, yeah, we're very happy with the performance.
David, looking at the statement of profit and loss, or the income statement in short, the numbers kind of look a bit of a mixed bag, I mean, with revenues increasing, but at the same time, operational costs are growing as well. Were there some challenges that you could sort of isolate and say, we probably won't have these in the next financial year?
Well, I would wish we didn't have any costs in the next financial year, but that's not a reality. You know, I think if you look at it in the context of the performance, activity levels in a year where we showed real growth of at least 6% around the world. And, you know, there's a pretty linear relationship between, you know, top-line growth and volume growth and your cost base. So we're not concerned about it. Yes, there was some pressure on wages, but that's an issue that I guess everyone around the world is facing. But, you know, I think we grew the cost of sales, the gross profit by about 8.7%, and our costs in constant currency went up about 8.6%. So, you know, we were getting a little bit of leverage there. But I think, you know, you've got to bear in mind the context. You know, for us, food inflation drives a big part of the top line. And that came off rapidly over the year. And, you know, general costs, which are, I guess, driven more by sort of core inflation, didn't deflate by the same amount. So you had a bit of different scenarios in terms of different parts of the P&L.
Mm. David, when we look at the international aspects of the business and the effect on the P&L, I see there's a significant movement on the foreign currency effects as a result of effects of hyperinflation in some of the markets that you guys operate in. Obviously, nothing the business can do about that. Exchange rates are not within your control. Are the areas where you saw those big movements still something where you might see that happen again? I mean, I think about areas like Nigeria and the other African countries that have had cases where currency devaluations have affected other businesses, perhaps not yours. Where are you seeing the pressure coming through from your international operations?
Well, listen, we manage the businesses on a decentralized basis, and we look at each of these businesses in their home currency. So that's the first thing. We obviously show the performance of the group on a what we call constant currency basis. So that's on a like-for-like, excluding any exchange fluctuations. And on that basis, we grew nearly 10%, you know, in terms of earnings per share. So, I mean, you know, we report in rand, and, you know, last year we saw some weakness in the rand, and at the moment we're seeing a bit of strength. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't manage that. You know, from our perspective, we manage the risk into making sure that our assets and liabilities are matched, so we don't have any big exchange differences that pop out. But, you know, what you get in rand is what you get in rand, and we can't impact that. I mean, we also operate in Turkey, which has seen, you know, hyperinflation, and we operate in Argentina. And I think, you know, we are adept at operating in difficult circumstances. And I think it's one of the reasons why our performance in South Africa was as good, because I think our management and, you know, the whole business and staff are very adept at managing in volatile circumstances.
Bidcorp isn't afraid of high-pressure situations. David, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the fact that the things you can control, things like cash generated from operations and how you manage your cash flow, that's been done exceptionally well in this past financial year. And on top of that, you were able to pay a bumper dividend to shareholders as a thank you for the confidence they had in the leadership team and in the management team. How important is it at this point, where we've come out of so many different challenges over the last couple of years, for a business to have that steady growth, but also the stability in the decision making?
Well, I think it's one of the strengths we've got. It's not only at the executive, but through each of the businesses, we've got very, very strong and stable management teams, and that obviously helps, and as we think is a competitive advantage in the markets we operate in. It's a balance. You've got to reward shareholders, and we think we've got a generous dividend policy that we pay out, and you can see from the numbers we invested heavily in our business itself, in terms of not so much in acquisitions this year, but certainly in putting infrastructure in place to ensure the sustainability of the group going forward. So we think we've got a good balance. It's all about the cash, and we do. It's a real key focus for us, along with returns, and we need to just keep on plugging away and doing it.
Keep on keeping on doing the things that you can and leaving the things that you can't do alone. We'll leave it at that, David. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. We look forward to catching up in the next reporting cycle. That is David Cleasby, who is Chief Financial Officer at Bidcorp, on the strong set of numbers they had for the last financial year, as well as how they've been able to manage their business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.